Hi, Laura.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Laura.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hang on. I got to do the radio thing and introduce you. So with me on the phone is a relative of Andre's, Laura, who lives outside the Peterborough area and wasn't really aware of the love that we all had for Andre. So, Laura, if you could tell us how you're related to Andre and just when the last time you saw him was.
Yeah, so the last time I saw him was on my oma's farm. I was 7 or 8 years old at that time. He is my mom's sister's son, so I'm his cousin. Long story is, yeah, we lost touch due to different circumstances. And one message that really stood out to me in the Facebook group, first of all, is just phenomenal to see the outpour of love from the Peterborough community. Like, I have so much gratitude for all of you. And one message that really stuck out was from someone named Emerson Vigors, who said a part of his sentence was, "I'm so happy for my oldest friend that he was not alone these past years while lost to me." And that is definitely something I can relate to. I think maybe a handful of people can as well. And I mean, it just makes me deeply reflect on the importance of compassion for each other on this planet. There's still a lot of separation in the world, and money can be a huge piece of that, but in whatever you may have experienced in life, and I just, you know, those who have lost contact with family, Andre continued to persevere. He gave support and wanted to bring a smile to everyone's face, and I think that that was his self-fulfilling prophecy that he made and how he persevered. He found purpose in the way he lived in Peterborough, and I will never forget this. And it's like, I'm going to reflect and be grounded on thinking that he is a beacon of light.
He really was. And I don't even think I could put it into words about how much we loved Andre here in town and how much we always just wanted to make sure that he was safe and he was taken care of by the community. And in return, he took care of the community. He helped everybody whenever anybody was in need. We love that guy.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you all so much for your kind testimonies, your words, and I think now is definitely a continued momentum of just, what does kindness and compassion mean to yourself? How can we all carry the legacy on of his perspective of life and leading with an open heart? And maybe we can all just like take a deep breath together and really reflect on all of this and hold compassion for yourself and for each other. Light a candle tonight in his honor. One thing that I kind of thought about after speaking with my friend who works at a shelter in Kitchener, he mentioned, like, why not have the radio host, like, do a mental health hour or something every day or once a month or something in dedication just to mental health awareness or just in general, like, you know, having maybe a connection with music and artists who focus on and that kind of stuff. I just thought of that idea and maybe that could be done down the line. Aside from all the beautiful memorials that you guys are pondering up, I just am really looking forward to it. And I'm in the Facebook group, so I'm happy to continue to see the beautiful memories shared about him. And thank you so much.
No problem at all. Like I said, I'm going to do this tonight for Andre. We're going to party in his honor. We're going to play some great rock and roll songs because we love that guy so much. So when this is all over and you can get to Peterborough, please come here so we can show you how much we loved Andre. And is there a song that you would like to play for him tonight?
Yes, Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
You got it. It's 101.5 The Wolf. Listen, I don't know if you've ever heard The Wolf before, but every dedication, you got to do the wolf howl. So can you howl like a wolf for me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.